I love that Buck Swope.
Buck Swope's an interesting cat.
This is as creepy a guy as you'll ever encounter.
That's right, Buck Swope.
Buck Swope, who Doug really is not comfortable with Buck Swope.
Kind of a shutter spook.
Swope's one of the best in the business, for my money.
Buck Swope?
Buck Swope asked Doug his preference on shrubs.
Ah!
I may sue Buck Swope.
Buck Swope is struck.
I'm pretty high on Swope. If we need an old audio clip, Swope's going to have it.
Why?
I don't know. I just know he does. The wonderful Buck Swope. You know Buck Swope?
Well, yeah. Seem to have kind of an issue with Buck Swope.
Right. It always goes back to Swope.
Buck Swope.
Buck Swope.
Buck Swope.
Buck Swope. Mr. Buck T. Swope.
What's up, kids? You're listening to Swope's Picks, episode 21. Larry Nickel, Great American. A little later, we'll be joined by Larry himself. But right now, let's flash back to July 2011.
Well, get on with it, muff.
Get on with it, muff.
Well, get on with it, muff.
Didn't you tell me a story about you kissing Andy Gibb in Miami where there was no embrace?
No! No, no.
It must have been someone else.
It
I
was.
Thought it was Andy Gibb and you in Miami.
Fishing with Andy Gibb. There was no embracing.
Was he screwed up on some kind of drugs when you went fishing?
Didn't appear to be.
Really?
No. Didn't
nice gentleman?
Appeared to be, yeah.
Patriot?
There was lots of people on the boat. It wasn't just me and Gibson.
Oh, forget the details. It was you and Gibbs.
Who were you drinking? Bartles and James?
Nothing.
Sounds like Bartles and James.
Okay, it was.
And Doug, you know Shannon Tweed.
I know who she is. I don't
you
know
dated
her.
Dated her in Miami.
Didn't.
Doug
Are you
watched,
sure?
Yeah.
Well, the Gibb brothers ran a train on her, as I
no,
recall.
No, I didn't see that at all.
Well, either way, we have the WWE recap.
Man. Every man, Doug.
My
a real
segment.
American, Doug. Get on board. Come on, big boys guy.
Time for the WWE Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Jim Hayes Enterprises. Jim Hayes Enterprises promotes unity in all fine America.
All fine.
Here's Tim McKernan with another message of unity
in
the WWE
some,
Wrestling Recap on
explosion.
590 The Fan.
There it is, little pyrotechnics.
It's Triple H, the new CEO of the WWE. Last night he was out to kind of give a state of the company address to the fans. It was a big night. In the WWE.
Let me get this straight. They had a championship match between John Cena, who's about, he looks like he's about 6'4", 270.
Correct.
Against Rey Mysterio, who's about 5'9", 165 pounds.
Yeah, but
that was the best match.
I'll take the under on
5'9". What, is this stuff fake or what?
Yeah, Larry.
Okay, first of all, I need to correct you guys on two things.
Okay.
Okay.
Triple H is the COO, not the CEO.
Oh. All right, hold on, because we've been wrong before, so what we do is we correct the record. Hold on, let me just jot this down. COO, not the CEO, okay?
Okay, that's big.
And then the second one is John Cena, 6'4", 240, and Rey Mysterio is 5'9", 175.
Yeah, it seems like an unfair matchup.
It was.
You think it was fixed?
No.
Do you feel a little bit bad for the...
Wait a minute, there's the lead.
Yeah, well, Joe's going to interrupt it.
Do you feel bad for the 619er?
Yes and no.
And why is that?
Because yes, he got royally blamed about the losing, but at least he won the title earlier that night.
Yeah, Larry. Let me ask you this: do you consider this to be a sport or sort of an entertainment?
Sport.
Yep.
So you think it was real? The fight was on the level.
Yes.
Perfect.
Huh?
Larry, would you mind giving us a call back every Tuesday when we do the WWE Wrestling Recap, and maybe you can add in your point of view?
I don't mind.
Hello, St. Louis! Hello, St. Louis!
Yes, Larry.
Hello, Larry!
Hey, guys, what's up?
Larry, did you ever think about putting on a singlet and becoming a wrestler your own self?
Not really, but I'll probably give it a shot if I get a chance.
How big a gentleman are you?
I'm about 5'6", about 280.
Yeah.
Excuse me, 5'6", 280? I must have misheard that. I was under an overpass. 5'6", 280?
Yes.
Perfect.
It sounds like you're keeping yourself in good shape.
Yeah.
Well, Larry, always good to get a recap of the recap from you. We look forward to it every Tuesday. We might try and get it sponsored. I don't know if Jim Hayes Enterprise would be interested in maybe sponsoring the recap of the recap.
No, Larry, what's your last name?
Nickel, N-I-C-K-E-L.
Probably not.
That could be Jewish. Are you Jewish, Larry?
No, German.
German, sorry.
No, it's a little awkward.
Yep. Hello, St. Louis! Hello, St. Louis!
Hey, this is a real treat, Doug. Usually Tuesdays we only pay him for, but now he's going to be on Monday. Hey, Larry.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Well, we're bringing heat. You got two different phones?
Yeah.
Then let me ask you this. Why do you have two phones?
All right, that's a good question.
Well, I use my cell phone to get them on the internet at my house.
Oh, so you got dial-up?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Have you?
Was somebody playing billiards?
No, that was me. I'm in my bathroom right now.
Oh, no.
What are you doing in there, can I ask?
I was a glory hole in the bathroom of the... he's drilled into the wall. Oh.
There's no glory holes in there, sir.
No.
What are you doing in the restroom right now, Larry?
I had to sit on my throne.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Larry, you're going to call a radio show while you're sitting on the throne? That is lowbrow.
No, I texted you guys before I went into my bathroom.
Doug, the only thing better than a pro wrestling update that's 3 days old is coming from a gentleman while he's sitting on the toilet.
Larry, what'd you have for breakfast? Mm-hmm. Hopefully some roughage.
I did.
Yep. You didn't take anything to read in there, did you?
No.
All right.
Just the phone. Just Larry, to call Larry, the show.
Are you getting tired of Doug trying to pry into your business?
Yeah, he needs to back off.
Yeah, right. Back off, Doug.
Sorry, Larry.
So, Larry, we were talking with our contacts, and obviously being an incredibly popular program on AM radio, that we have a lot of them, and we might be able to arrange for some tickets for you for the big WWE event that's coming to St. Louis in late September.
That'll work.
You'd have to be our correspondent.
You know what to do.
You'd have to be our correspondent, though.
Okay.
All right.
Larry, are you still in the restroom, or you completed that mission?
I'm done with that mission.
Okay.
Mission accomplished?
That's correct. See you on the jet fighter.
Hello, St. Louis! Hello, St. Louis!
This is the non-gay interviewing Larry over at Forest Park this morning. Call her Larry.
Favorite wrestler of all time?
I would have to say Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan. For what reason?
Because he was a multi-time World Heavyweight Champion. One-time tag team champion, because he was preaching say your prayers, eat your vitamins, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. What's going on here today?
They're doing the USTA wheelchair tennis tournament, and it's going on until Sunday, which are the finals.
How'd you get involved?
My church in Alton, Illinois, called Main Street United Methodist Church, we had volunteers sign up to do the vans that are out front today, so I can be more involved in my church.
How much tennis do you play typically?
None.
Have you ever played?
No.
Thinking about it?
I'm thinking about it, but...
You know, this is the worst radio show in the country.
It is. It's right there.
It just doesn't get any worse.
Yeah. Were they next to the ocean?
You could hear it was high tide.
Is that by Park Pacific?
No, I told you I put it right up to his face, so every time he breathed, you'd get that effect.
That means he was permanently exhaling. Because there was a constant whir.
I have to admit, I liked the line of questions.
Oh, it was great.
There was one lady just staring at me. Because not only was I interviewing a guy at a tennis tournament about wrestling, but I was also keeping him from doing his job. And as far as everyone was concerned, I was volunteering as well.
You even lied to get in there.
I didn't want to pay.
This is why this show needs to be shut down and shut down now.
I didn't want to pay $5, Doug.
I don't blame
you. I'm sorry,
you.
I missed the page.
We can't afford to get you a decent recording device so we can even hear the subjects.
What's wrong with the other than him breathing into it half the time? It was fine.
Well, it kind of sounded like you're broadcasting from a conch shell with that constant seaside noise in the background.
Hello, St. Louis! Hello, St. Louis!
Boy, I'll tell you what, just an incredible SmackDown last night, wasn't it? Or Raw? Yep.
Yeah, it was. Hey, I'd have to start off by saying, Doug.
Yeah.
I hate to repeat myself, but you need to know your role and shut your mouth.
Ah!
And we have the 15-minute video. I couldn't. When Justin Boyd sent it over to me, he goes, "Here's the video of Larry in his car ride with producer Joe to SmackDown." And then Larry starts harassing reporters on Channel 5 who are going live outside the Scott Trade Center.
Oh,
why? I don't know.
Why did you do that?
Why did who ask it? Producer Joel had me go in front of the camera and said, "Hey guys, I'm waiting for my stand-up."
The look on Larry's face when Justin Boyd shows up with two ringside seats, holy Mary. Wasn't that a treat?
Yes, it was a treat. When Justin Boyd shows up, gets my ticket, I look down at it, and I'm like, holy Mother Mary, I was second row ringside.
You're damn right you were. Second row ringside.
Could you tell sitting down there that low that they weren't really hitting each other in the face? They were kind of pulling the punches.
Whoa, sick of this.
Let's not go there right now because I said before, I want to say it again. Wrestling is not fake, Doug.
Yeah, that's what you should do. Call him Doug.
So you couldn't tell that these punches weren't really landing.
You're out of line, sir.
I'm sorry.
Right
there. Yeah, he's always out of line.
He is out of line. Now in this video, I asked Ibon, what did you pull for? Because, like I said, there's 15 minutes. You could air this thing on Sports Sunday. Doug,
I'd like to. Sure.
If you could fight any member of 590 The Fan, who would it be?
Well, I know it's not you, but it's a Joe.
Who would you like to fight?
Doug Vaughn.
You think you could take? You think you could whip Doug Vaughn's ass?
Yes.
He laughed at you.
We're sideways.
He laughed at you.
Larry, you want to scrap with Doug?
Yeah, for all the times he's been putting me down and putting down the sport of professional wrestling.
Oh, I would never put you down, Larry. I want you to understand that some of this wrestling is like it's entertainment more than it's sport.
Oh, you are out of line, sir.
I'm glad, Larry, that you got your day in the sun. I'm glad it was everything you thought it would be, and I apologize for Doug Vaughn week in and week out trying to tear down your dream. I don't like
it. Yeah, Doug, shut your mouth.
Yeah!
I'm just a little skeptical of the sport, that's all.
Hello, St. Louis! Hello, St. Louis!
Larry, there's a segment in St. Louis, maybe a small segment, that doesn't believe that America is number one. Your thoughts on their premise?
They are fools that America is not the number one country in the world.
Yep.
That's what I think. Doug, do you have any other questions?
No, I guess he said them straight
on that.
Who
would you say is number two right now?
Canada.
And what about number three?
I'm going Portugal.
Africa.
Excuse me, sir?
Africa.
Africa's not really a country, well, but that's all right.
Close enough to the pin.
There are countries in Africa.
So theoretically, it's a great answer.
And Larry, let me just say this. In terms of all Americans, I think you're number one.
Well, thank you, Gap.
Yep.
Way to go, Larry.
Who would you say is the number two person in the world, though, Larry?
Pop Barker.
It's a tie between you three guys.
Oh, my word.
Yep. That's a nice answer.
David, how about a little Popeye's chicken? That good for your golf swing?
Larry,
that
was Rich Gould. He would also be tied.
He's top ten.
Yep. Larry, great stuff as always.
Thank you.
Hey, Larry.
So, for the record, in Larry's rankings of nations, and I think I saw this in the Saturday night debate, I think this might have been Perry who said this back and forth with Santorum. They were ranking countries, and they had America number one, Canada number two, and then they had Africa number three.
Africa three. It wouldn't surprise me.
It was a bit
Perry.
Of a fight, but they settled in on Africa's number three.
Yep, so those are the rankings. They come out every Monday.
Hello, St. Louis! Hello, St. Louis!
Yeah, what's are you writing for the St. Louis Journal? Or?
Yeah, what is this?
A couple of weeks ago, they did an interview with me over the phone, and we talked about wrestling like we do every Tuesday on the ITV Morning After.
Reset 590 The Fan Cafe.
This was a story about how you've become a star by doing this segment.
No, it talks about how I started watching wrestling, and all that stuff, and then they included about me being on the ITV Morning After, which is on 590 The Fan, Kevin F.
Very nice.
And KevinF.com.
There you go.
Yep, Barrett would love you. Hey, before we let you go, real quickly, what are the top three countries in the world this week in your annual rankings? Weekly rankings.
The same thing as last time.
Anybody coming close to Africa at this point, or is Africa still got number three wrapped up?
It's still got number three wrapped up.
There we go, Doug. So I thought maybe somebody would make a charge.
Guam.
But it is Africa's number three.
It's a big country.
Hello, St. Louis! Hello, St. Louis!
Stedman, if we could, a little audio postcard from Larry Nichols' coverage of WWE's 1,000th edition of Raw.
Hello, guys. This is Larry Nichols, WWE Wrestling Insider, ITDRaw.com on the after. And I'm here at Scott Trade Center for the 1,000th episode of Monday Night Raw. Hey, you guys mind answering a couple of questions?
Sure.
Okay. What was your favorite episode in the past 999 episodes of Raw?
God, how do you answer
that's
that?
That's enough saying. Okay, why do you guys think St. Louis is the best wrestling town in the whole entire United States?
It's the only one we've been to.
St. Louis nights.
What country do you think is the best in the whole entire world?
What country?
That's your question?
Yes.
This is our best country right here.
U.S.
What country? The United States, duh. What?
Country.
This one, USA.
This one.
You're coming to get Larry now.
Country, United States.
Is that what you Amsterdam.
Of course, right here in the United States of America, yeah.
United States of America.
Sounded like he was interviewing Harvard students as they left a physics lecture. These people thought they were being interviewed by a legitimate street reporter.
Hello, guys. This is Larry Nuckle, WWE insider.
Couldn't possibly do another take. No. It's like Miss Benita or whatever the hell that was at Joshua's studio.
Well, listen, it wasn't that the microphone was cutting out. It's that he rubbed it up against his dirt stash.
He's as good a wrestling reporter as there is in this country today.
There was a tinge of irony as the woman is vouching for the United States being the best in the world as sirens come roaring by to rescue another shooting victim.
Multiple shootings down the street. Best country.
Hello, St. Louis! Hello, St. Louis!
So are you on day two or three of school?
Day two.
What kind of school is it? I forgot.
It's Lewis and Clark Community College in Godfrey, Illinois.
Oh. And what are you studying?
I'm going for my associate's in science.
Nice. And what would you like to do when you get out?
I have no idea. Probably going to radio broadcasting.
I couldn't suggest that for anyone.
I would think that you don't want to over-educate yourself for this particular.
Yeah, I think you're ready.
Well, thank you, Doug.
Hello, St. Louis! Hello, St. Louis!
Larry Nicholas is with us here for this very special edition of the WWE Recap. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, guys.
You go to the front page of CNN.com. There is the news of the pro wrestling legend collapsing at ringside, and of course, that is Jerry Lawler. Were you watching, and what was your reaction?
My reaction was I was dumbfounded about what happened.
Clip that off. And then Michael Cole addressed it with the television audience. And Doug, I know you were watching it, but
missed it this week.
For those who weren't, here is how he handled what was a real situation.
Jerry collapsed. He was stretchered to the back to the locker room area, and we understand now that that Jerry is receiving medical attention as we speak. They are performing CPR, and again, this is not part of tonight's entertainment. This has happened, and again, Jerry Lawler collapsing at ringside tonight, and. They're performing CPR as we speak back in the locker room area.
All right. Now, Larry, he says, this is not part of tonight's entertainment. This is really happening. Mm. What did you take that to mean?
I took that at face value about Jerry Lawler really having a heart attack and getting stretched to the backstage area, getting medical attention like Michael Cole said.
Yeah.
But you're not answering my question, sir. When he said, this is not a part of tonight's entertainment, this is really happening, why did he need to say those two sentences?
Well, like you said before the recap, I'm getting a wake-up call.
Oh,
a
wake-up
call. Doug,
Doug.
Oh, no. Is this a big moment for you, Larry?
Yeah.
It's almost as though he were hinting that what you're watching in the ring is just entertainment. It's not sports. It's not real.
Is that what you're hinting, Larry?
Yeah.
You mean you've on this day you've come to the realization that what's happening in the ring might not be legitimate?
You said better than I could, Doug.
Oh no. Is it disappointing to you that you've been duped for all these years?
Yeah, about 40 years worth.
Yeah, I've been duped. But once, Doug, we agree on something.
Huh. This is groundbreaking in a way. I feel like we've of course, Doug's tried, but it was Michael Cole who ruined wrestling for you.
Yeah, he ruined it, but not to the point of...
You're staying.
Yes.
You'll still be a fan.
So how are you going to handle this week? I mean, are you going to maybe take a couple days off of school and investigate and maybe try to come to terms with this realization?
Well, I would, but I just started it. I don't want to take days off right now.
Yeah.
You might need a day off from work to get over this?
School.
Yeah, like they said, I don't have a job, so I went back to school.
Right.
Oh, all
that's
right.
How you do it.
Well, by the day off from school might be necessary for you to gather yourself?
Like I said, I might just have to get over it somehow. But
I think you should.
Right now.
Anna Marie was checking out your Facebook page, which kind of makes me, I'm very insecure, you know, small and kind of hideous.
Watch it.
And so I'm insecure and I'm always monitoring everything that's going on. And I noticed that she was checking out your Facebook page, and one of your likes is boobs and one of your likes is asses.
Huh.
Any explanation for that?
No.
Okay.
None needed, really.
Hello, St. Louis! Hello, St. Louis!
This will kind of give you an idea of what took place last night at Hot Shots and Arnold for... highlight of my career.
Larry, say hello to all the wonderful people here this evening.
Hello, St. Louis!
And Larry will ask the questions. I'll correct the grammar.
How many weeks straight did WCW beat the WWE in the Monday Night War?
Five. This is one that I think, Larry, either you know it or you don't. Do you know the answer to this one? You did not.
84 weeks.
You just absolutely gave away the answer.
You asked me.
How come they don't just call it the European champion?
They had a separate belt for each title.
Got it. Makes all the sense in the world. The only thing left for you to do now, Jeff, is to go heads up against this fine gentleman in the jean shorts and the cowboy hat.
I need more cheers and more beer.
Hello, St. Louis. Hello, St. Louis.
A segment that I haven't heard yet, but I've heard tell. Is that how you say it, Doug?
Yeah,
I've heard tell.
I've heard tell.
And it's called Ask Lawrence. Take a listen.
Harpsichord?
Hello again, chaps. It's time again to pose your favorite quandary to our royal answer giver. It's time for another episode of Ask Lawrence on CBS Sports 920 and inside STL.com.
British, the British, our voiceover guy is doing British.
Hello,
accents
everybody.
Now.
This is Larry Nickel, the WWE wrestling insider, and columnist for Next Week's Corner on InsideSTL.com.
Sure.
We'll be debuting a new segment here called Ask Lawrence, where people can send in questions and I will give them advice about anything from women to wrestling to whatever else you want to talk about.
Sure.
Okay, the first question is, dear Lawrence, I would like to know how to meet women better. It seems I get nervous when talking to girls and don't quite know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
Any advice on how I can get more action from the ladies? Thanks, KR. Well, KR, all you gotta do is go up to a woman, even though you're scared to meet them. Go up to a woman, introduce yourself, maybe they'll introduce themselves back to you. You guys can get talking, maybe go out and have a drink or two, then go from there and see what happens.
That makes sense.
Dear Lawrence,
what the hell?
My wife and I are huge fans of wrestling and the WWE, which is great as we both enjoy wrestling very much. The only issue is that she wants me to wear a luchador mask while we make love and it makes me uncomfortable. Do I tell her I don't like it or just bite my tongue and keep wearing it? How should I handle it? BD. Well, BD, if your wife wants to be that kinky and have you wear a wrestling mask when you guys make love, well, I would just say that do whatever your wife wants, then maybe the next time you guys make love, have her do whatever you want, okay? That's a good question, BD.
Doug, there it was. That was the first edition of Ask Lawrence here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Some
Hello,
great questions.
Hello, St. Louis!
He's kind of a male version, a 21st century version of Ann Landers. Because you can ask him any difficult question, you know, something that's a little awkward or uncomfortable in your life, and he'll have a nice answer for you.
Hello, St. Louis! Hello, St. Louis!
Sack, who is going into the banking industry, but before he does, put together an audio postcard of the great Lawrence T. Nickel interviewing Hulk Hogan.
Well, how are you doing today, Hulk?
I'm doing perfect, brother. How are you, man?
I'm doing okay, and my first question is, for the people who have not watched any of your DVDs, how did you get your start in professional wrestling?
Well, you got to be totally, completely crazy out of your mind to do it. And it has to be your number one priority. You have to dedicate all your time, all your energy, everything in your life to it. But since you've asked me a question, I get to ask you one now.
Go right ahead.
Tables.
Which one of the Bella twins do you like better?
I plead the fifth on that one because I like them both.
Uh-oh. See? I think you're the man for the job, brother.
Thank you.
I heard that you were the original spokesman for the George Foreman Grill. Is that true?
You had to go there, didn't you?
Yeah, I had to go there.
No, I'm not. I wasn't the original spokesperson, but George Foreman and I had the same agent. I'm going to tell the story one more time. When I came home, my recorder said, "Hey, Hogan, this is your agent. I've got a grill and a blender, and I was calling you first before I called George to see which one you wanted." So when I hit the recorder, I said, "Okay, there's a grill or a blender." So I called my agent, and he goes, "Well, I called you first, but George picked the grill." And so George made $400 million, and I didn't make anything.
Well, you still made a whole bunch of money with TNA, being the general manager and all that.
Easy, brother.
Well, that's what I heard. I don't know if that's true or not, but...
I may have to borrow some money from you, man.
Okay. In closing, what would you like everybody...
Are you Uncle Sam or something? What are you doing? Checking on my tax bracket from last year?
No, I was just saying, George Foreman made all that money with the grill.
Yeah, they did. I'm doing okay myself, but you're acting like Uncle Sam or something. Getting kind of personal with these questions, brother.
I'm not trying to be personal. I'm sorry if I did.
Okay.
In closing, how would you rate your career from the 1970s to now?
Well, you had to go there, too, didn't you? 30 years ago?
Yeah, 30 years ago.
Well, it's been a heck of a run. You know, some people in the business have like a 2 or 3 year run. You know, some people have a 5 or 6 year run. Some people have like a 30 year run. And if you ask another question like that, your run's going to be over, brother.
I know. I might get a leg drop from all this.
You might get more than that. You might get yoked up too.
I'm sorry about asking those personal questions, Hogan.
Sorry, brother. I love you. You're cool.
Thank you.
Hello, St. Louis! Hello, St. Louis!
This is WWE superstar Daniel Bryan. It's now time for your WWE Wrestling Recap with our CBS Sports 920 Wrestling Insider, Larry Nickel, brought to you by Jim Hayes Enterprises on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Wow!
CBS Sports 920 and InsideSTL.com.
Yes! 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 Yes!
I mean, Doug, what an honor for us to have the WWE champion voicing the intro to the WWE recap. He was here in our studio, Daniel Bryan. Hey, Larry, what's doing?
Not much, guys. What's up?
Hello, Nixie.
Guess what? You're here with Jim Edmonds.
How you doing, Jim?
Good. How are you?
Fine.
Last night, Larry was over at the Scott Trade Center. He's our wrestling correspondent. From what I understand, Larry, when you're out there doing the man on the street interviews, people are screaming your name like you're an effing rock star.
Yeah, because I like to give props to the Ryan Kelly Morning After for making me a shining star.
You consider yourself a shining star, do you?
Yeah, thanks to you guys.
All right.
Jim's impressed, I can tell you that. Jim, every Tuesday, as you know, because I know you invest your money based on where Larry has the countries ranked, he gives us the top 5 countries in the world. Larry, if you could do that, Doug wants to hear him.
Okay, number 5, Vietnam.
Makes sense.
5th best country in the world.
Vietnam.
Number 4. Russia.
You're not making these up as you go, are you? Because you paused a little bit as though you needed to think of a country, any country.
I'm trying to think of the countries I put in my article with my column.
All right.
Doug. Oh, you kind of got talked down to it.
Okay. What else you got, mister?
Number 3, Taipei.
Taipei, the Little League World Series. Jim, you play in Little League World Series?
No, I didn't get a chance to.
Number 2, the Philippines.
Yep. You're big on the Pacific Rim, aren't you?
Yes, I am, Doug. You better watch it.
Oh, sorry.
And the number 1 country, United States of America.
Yes! Good. Yes!
Good. Yes! Yes! Oh. Yes!
Hello, St. Louis! Hello, St. Louis!
Hello, London, London, mayday, mayday.
Oh, boy. Titanic is going down.
I'm not going to pop down.
Larry, you seem intoxicated.
May I make an suggestion?
Of course you can.
You and Mr. Edmonds. Wife swap.
Well, I'm not married.
Fiancé.
Yeah, but that isn't, that's just not the same. It's just not,
it's not the same
class.
Yeah.
I'm not worthy of the McKernans. They are married, and yep. I am not married.
I know, but I've seen celebrity wife swap episodes where one guy had a wife like Tim.
Uh
And the other guy had, like, a fiance like you. And they still made it work.
Anything else you'd like to do to sabotage my marriage?
What's your take on that mic right there? Where's your drink? Put the mic down and put your drink up.
Okay.
Somebody texted in, give Larry some blow to sober him up.
I need another shot, please.
Joe's getting you one. We're gonna go up one more.
I think you need just one more.
Two shots per day.
Just to wash it down.
Hello, St. Louis. Hello, St. Louis.
Was there a lot of cheating last night, Larry?
They don't cheat unless you get caught.
So you're saying it's okay to thumb your nose at the rule book as long as you don't get caught. What kind of lesson is that for the youngsters?
They got to live and learn.
Yep. Okay. Live and learn that cheating is the way to go. Hey, Larry.
Yes.
Speaking of cheating, are you familiar with former WWE diva Erica Hammond?
Yeah, me and Joe talked about that last night.
Oh, about the thing with Russell Wilson?
Jeez, thanks for listening.
Oh. No, but apparently Erica Hammond here, this former diva, dates Joseph Foria, the Lions tight end.
Oh, yes, had a touchdown catch, Doug.
And he did this little the booty dance thing. Mm-hmm. But then he tweeted out, the twerk. Tweeted out basically insinuating that Russell Wilson is hooking up with his girlfriend.
Larry, what insight do you have on this?
Erica Hammond.
Wow.
Well, I'm still digesting that from last night.
Yeah.
Long as three jalapenos pizzas.
Yes. Why would one football player mess around with another football player's wife? Or a girlfriend.
Because he was Randy?
She's really attractive.
That's good. I would not mess around with another person's wife or girlfriend.
What if you were invited for an MMF?
Well, if the lady's husband or boyfriend is there too, then I would. But if it's just me and her, no
so
way.
So you want the guy there. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
You do?
Doug,
why?
That'll do it. Okay. That'll be it. It was a nice 10-year run. I think at this point we can't do any better. Frank's up next.
All right. Wow. That's the lead story to this whole segment. And you do enjoy an MMF, you said. Just to recap.
Yes, I do.
Wow.
This is hot, Jack.
I know I'm hot.
He's going to be pretty hot in that suit tomorrow.
Yeah, I got a little sweaty last year, Larry. I recall you having to get outside to enjoy the cold weather and also a dart.
Larry, what do you think happens if, let's say, a family is shopping downtown at one of the great shops down there. They're driving down Washington Avenue. The family, they're in the minivan, and the two kids in back, they love Santa Claus.
They do.
They look over and they see you as Santa Claus smoking.
Sometimes I will not be in full standard gear. I might take some of it off to go outside and come back in and put it back on.
Right.
You enjoy a little cooking sherry along the way, don't you?
Why would I want to drink cooking sherry when...
Well, beer, the demon rum, what is your drink of choice?
Either beer or a little Jack. Jack. Depends on the party.
Right. You kind of put on clinics. Hey, Mike Lee's on the line. Hey, Mike.
Someone's flushing a toilet.
Hey, Mike!
That's a toilet. Hello, Mike, are you there?
Hey!
Yeah. Are you in the restroom?
No. Hey, Penny is out of town.
Huh. So she won't be going to the party tomorrow night.
I will ask Sarah.
Boy.
Which one? Sarah. Yeah, we know that. Which one? Sarah's the one you got to know her.
We know about two or three Sarahs. Which one are you talking about, Mike?
You remember Sarah, the one I used to work at radio station.
I know. Which one?
It's Sarah E., right?
Okay, remember Abbott and Costello, who's on first.
Very similar.
And
Mike, where are you right now?
I'm at my work. Call you guys.
Are you in the bathroom?
No.
Sounds like
at my work. Call you guys.
But, like, what room of your work?
Kitchen.
Doesn't sound like there's a lot of activity around.
Is Steak and Shake even open at 9:30 in the morning?
They open all 24 hours.
They are. Nice. It was like a barbershop quartet.
Larry knew that immediately.
So I hope Sarah could come with me tomorrow night.
Well, you said she's out of town.
No, Sarah.
Oh.
Mike.
what would happen if Penny was to do the same thing you're doing tomorrow night?
Yeah, like Dr. Phil.
Penny doesn't know. Penny doesn't know. How's she know?
Penny won't tell you if she's messing around, Mike.
Huh?
If Penny was messing around, she probably won't tell you.
She told me she never leave me. Never.
I know, but the way you're talking, Mike, it sounds like you don't love Penny as much as Penny loves you.
I agree with that.
Yeah, it's good analysis,
well,
Larry.
Say, she still loves me, so.
Well, what if she's streaming? What if she's streaming this broadcast and she's hearing you talk right now?
Yeah, she could be on the app right now.
Oh,
Penny.
No, she's out of town.
But sometime you can listen on the computer, no matter where you are. She could be listening to this show right now.
I hope not.
Sometimes I don't know about you, Mike.
Hello, St. Louis! Hello, St. Louis!
Let's see, Larry F. Mary Kill, Million Dollar Man, Rowdy Roddy Piper, Jake the Snake Roberts. It's a good one.
Good question. Go, Larry.
I would marry the Million Dollar Man.
Right.
Because he's rich.
Yeah.
That's Ted DiBiase, right?
That's good.
Yeah, Ted DiBiase Sr.
I think that's the one we all can agree on, but the debate's going to get into who you're going to sleep with and who you're going to kill.
And it's Jake the Snake and who else?
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Is this before, I mean, because is this a hypothetical? Because we know, unfortunately.
Doug, is this a hypothetical?
No, this is a real question. Well, Doug, Rowdy Roddy Piper is dead. I think that
influences. Ignore that one, then.
That's what I'm saying. If it's hypothetical, it's
there's
different.
Nothing hypothetical about
if,
this.
If Rowdy Roddy Piper is already dead, then you just, I mean, you can't kill him if he's already dead, Doug. That's
Larry could be in a necrophilia.
That's
the man that's, answer the question.
That's the other avenue
it's
I was
too soon,
leaning
fellas.
Towards.
Yeah, if Piper was still living, I would sleep with him.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
And I will kill Jake the Snake Roberts.
Hello, St. Louis! Hello, St. Louis!
Doug, Bob is on the line.
Oh, well, hello, Bob.
How you doing, Doug?
Well, where were you when we called your name just a few seconds ago?
Well, I was online before Rick, and then I knew that would be a super sports discussion, so I hung up. Anyway.
Hold on, Bob.
You just like a sports talk.
Well, ahead, I wanted to go back to the daily question.
What's that?
And I wanted to indicate that I wanted to marry Doug.
Why would you say such a thing?
Well, you're a nice person. I thought you would be good in the home.
In the home? I'm not a homemaker. I'm a hunter-gatherer.
Well, then I wanted to kill you.
Ah, you bastard.
And then I wanted to screw you shortly after.
Put him down!
Disgusting.
Put him down!
It's like a 60-year-old man.
This guy's a 60-year-old guy.
I think it's hotter when older guys call in and say they want to sleep with Doug.
It's not just a
thing. I don't think it's hot.
He also wanted to murder him and then do other things.
What kind of call was that?
Yeah, Larry.
Well, hello,
what up,
Larry.
Guys?
Hello, Larry. What's up, Nixie?
Not much. I want to do the daily question.
What's the daily question? We don't have a daily
it's
question.
Not a
That's what
thing.
Caller Bob said, and then he said he wanted to kill Doug.
Larry, you're more than welcome to answer the question. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I want to banged him.
Ah, you lemming, you power lemming, uber lemming.
I want to marry Ted.
And?
And I want to off Doug.
Why is that, Larry?
Because you always got my case about wrestling being fake.
Well, it is fake. Come on.
It is not fake.
It is very fake.
No, it's not.
I mean, they're doing some tumbling and throwing each other around, but they let each other do that. It's all part of the show, my friend.
Larry, if we did end up getting married, are you thinking a Craftsman-style home or a colonial?
Craftsman's very hot right now.
Okay, Craftsman.
All right. Craftsman's very hot right now.
Larry, I look forward to having sex with you.
Thank you, Jim.
Hello, St. Louis! Hello, St. Louis!
At midnight on October 7th, 2016, did you send a Snapchat to Timberfake saying goodnight, Chris?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Doug, my next question is the following. At approximately 6:45 on October 7th, 2016, did you send a Facebook message to the same gentleman you wished goodnight with a personalized snap? I think it will be two hits, Ryan Kelly hitting you and you hitting the floor.
Yes.
But if you're going to reach out at midnight before you're about to go to bed and send a personalized Snapchat to another gentleman, why then a handful of hours later would you send a Facebook message to him talking about how he is going to get hit and then hit the floor?
Because he always does he's always bragging about he's all about sex wolves.
Right.
And all he is like he said, he's a glorified whore.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello, St. Louis. Hello, St. Louis.
And Larry, I've been getting a lot of feedback that when you do your top five this week as an homage to the Cleveland Indians, which I think everyone admires their plucky spirit, Jason Kipnis should somehow be in the top five. I'm just hearing a lot.
Irish Catholic guy, I believe.
He's a good earner.
Okay, number five, Jason Kipnis.
Kipnis, I love that.
Jason
number
Kipnis.
Number four, Paul Reiser.
Oh, it's good.
Number three, Israel.
Boy, this is good.
Number two, Jerusalem.
Man.
Doug.
Number one.
One country so far.
America.
All right.
Wow.
Best
wow,
top five wow ever.
Larry, can you be in attendance at next Thursday's TMA Live at Hot Shots in Fenton?
Is a porn star going to be there?
Which one?
Bonnie Rotten, sir.
Okay.
You familiar with her work, Buster?
No, I'm familiar with some other porn stars' work.
Who's your favorite?
Thanks, Doug.
Nicole Anderson.
That's not a bad answer, sir. Well done.
Thank you.
Who's on your Mount Rushmore, baby? Who's on your okay Mount Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore is Nicole Anderson.
Yeah.
Jason Kipnis.
He doesn't do porn. He does baseball.
Oh,
right. Three-run home run game four. Yeah.
Brooklyn Lee.
Doug?
Not familiar with Brooklyn
Lee. I think
she
retired. Didn't she retire?
I have no clue.
Brooklyn Chase, I'd like.
Yeah, but Brooklyn Lee, I think, retired. I think. Larry, did she retire?
I don't know, but she was on a DVD that Iggy gave me.
Oh.
Hello, Iggy.
Glad I could help.
It's like trading the 1987 Wade Boggs for the Don Mattingly. You guys trading Stag. All right, so Brooklyn Lee. Who else? Who's the Teddy Roosevelt?
Teddy Roosevelt should be... Tar Lynn Fox, T-A-R-A.
Doug, T-A-R-A, when you go search it.
Tara. All right.
And then my fourth one?
Yeah.
China.
God. Mm.
China is a
large,
large
nation. That should have belonged
in your
list of countries. Mm.
Brooklyn Lee, I think we all remember where we were on May 1st, 2013, when she retired from the adult industry. Also known for her work in Mission As Possible.
Oh, jeez, Blousey.
So she has quite the track record.
Hello, St. Louis! Hello, St. Louis!
Larry had a big night last night with his Periscope pre-show to Raw. Doug, take a listen, if you would.
Hit the lever, Blousey.
I think the fifth and best secret, because I can't say. My eyes are open, you stupid idiot. Excuse
oh
me.
My.
Don't get no work hole.
Ah.
D. Donald, oh, no. Would you quit asking me about panties?
Mm.
Sounds like Dotem's causing problems in the Periscope, too.
He causes problems everywhere.
Hello, St. Louis! Hello, St. Louis!
Larry spent a lot of time on Bill's hole yesterday.
Oh,
holy moly.
Why the fascination about Bill's hole? You're not seeing my nips. Woo! Let's go, Blues! And Bill, I have a question for you. What is the matter with your five hole? Okay? That's all I need to know. What is the problem with your five hole? No, I am not talking about Bill's hole. How many times do I have to say that? Well, thank you for that clarification, Bill Otto. I'm glad Bill's holes are not Bill Otto's hole. No, I will not take out my shirt. I don't have a vibrator. If anybody else that listens to me on the Ryan Kelly morning after asks me about Bill's hole, I am going to go ahead and shut down this Blues pre-show Facebook Live. And how can John Cena be pregnant? I thought guys don't get pregnant. I've had it with the Bill's hole comments. So I'm going to go ahead and shut this thing down.
Hello, St. Louis! Hello, St. Louis!
Well, Doug, it was unbelievable yesterday afternoon in what was a stunning development. Larry Nickel sent out a message. Oh, happy day. I am graduating from Lewis and Clark Community College this year. Graduation is on Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Anne Hathaway Cultural Center. And it's unreal as Larry Nickel, after 6 years at Lewis and Clark Community College, is going to get
his associate's degree, and it's time to celebrate with the great Larry Nickel. Larry, congratulations, Jackie Papers.
Well, thanks, guys. How you doing?
We're doing fine. Congratulations, Larry.
What a journey you've been on. Over 6 years, did you think there was ever a time where you weren't going to make it through and receive that, what is it, lambskin?
Sheepskin.
Sheepskin. Lambskin's what I use.
Well, at first, I was discouraged, but then I checked my grades yesterday, and I passed.
Oh. Wow. What was that last class, though, that was giving you trouble?
Ecology.
E. coli.
Yeah, that can ecology. That can be tough. Well, it's a nice accomplishment for you, Larry. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hello, St. Louis. Hello, St. Louis.
Larry got all pissed off on his Facebook Live last night.
Why? Well,
I don't know. I just know that it all hell was. I was thinking, Larry, this would be a really celebratory Facebook Live.
Because he's graduating.
Because he's graduating. But then something happened. Probably Doug, he has it at his disposal.
No, I'm not going to be a valedictorian. But I will be graduating. And Dan Crawford, I'm not coming out of the closet. And Matthew Tully, I will not take my shirt off. And Lawrence Michael, no Blues game. The Blues have been done. Disclaimer report, Blues are no longer in the playoffs.
No.
Quit trying to pee me off. And no, I will not. I am not giving mustache rights. No. Scott? Hockey's over with. It's now baseball season. Shirt is not coming off. A gunshot at Matthew, or should I say Matthew Bolton Hanks? My shirt is not coming off. Quit asking me that. And Chuck, you are a lying piece of manure.
Hey.
The shirt is not coming off, so quit asking.
Sounds like they're driving the poor guy crazy.
I'm on Bill's hole. Okay, you're right. That's it.
No, did he shut it down?
Sure he did.
I am shutting this down. Okay, that's it.
Are we done?
You're listening to Swope's Picks on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
We're pleased now to be joined by the great Larry Nickel. Larry, what's up?
How much, Buck? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. So your first call into the presentation, at least my sources tell me your first call was in 2011. Do you remember why exactly you called in that day?
Well, I called into the then ITV morning after, correcting the host on two stats that they had.
And what were the stats? What were the stats that you corrected?
Well, I corrected them on Ray Mysterio's height and weight, then John Cena's height and weight, and also Triple H's position in WWE.
And it was COO, not CEO.
That is correct.
So then Prod Joe wanted you to call in every Tuesday?
Yes.
And you continued doing that. And before long, they had you covering the events.
Yeah, it was SmackDown and Scott's Raid, and then a couple of interviews, and then of course, the 1,000th episode of Monday Night Raw on July 23rd at Scott's Raid Center.
Right. And that, I believe that one was the first one where you started asking people to which country was number one.
Right.
And speaking of the country rankings, do you remember the first country ranking?
Not off the top of my head, because that's been 6 years ago.
I believe it was in January, it was January 10th, 2012. Actually, Deke Dotem provided me with that exact date, hat tip to Deke. It just kind of came up organically, and it was, I think, USA, Canada, and then Africa was number three, kind of a controversial pick.
So yeah.
You had that, and it was only three initially, and then it kind of evolved into five, and then you start, I think, was it Tim that suggested you start counting it down to one instead of starting with number one?
Yeah, I mean, that's what Tim suggested. He said, instead of me doing 1, 2, 5, get me doing it number five, counting down to number one.
Yeah, I think that was a good move. So, more recently, you've broadened your platforms, diversified your portfolio. You're doing Periscopes, and you're doing Facebook Lives.
Right.
And what originally prompted you to start doing those?
Well, originally, one or two people asked if I was doing pre-shows. And I started doing Raw and SmackDown pre-shows on Facebook Live. And then I usually do both on Facebook Live, but I decided to do pre-shows on Facebook Live and halftime on Periscope.
And I've noticed that in these sessions, a lot of times things get derailed because people are asking about Bill's holes.
Yeah, I want to talk about Cardinals and Blues because, you know, the Blues are out of the playoffs. People keep asking me about them. I keep saying the Blues have been knocked out of the playoffs.
Maybe they're in the consolation bracket. Are you sure there's not a consolation bracket? Maybe they're still playing, but it's not for the Stanley Cup, but maybe they're in, like, is there like a third-place tournament or a fifth-place tournament?
In most playoffs, if normally it's best of seven, and first team wins four games out of seven, the other team's out, and that means there's no consolation bracket.
Okay, so no consolation bracket in the NHL or MLB playoffs?
Yeah, or NFL or any other sports playoffs.
What about the NBA?
No consolation bracket.
Okay, you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
All right. All right. So another topic that I researched, you remember initially there was always a big argument between you and Doug as far as is wrestling real, but there was one show when after the Jerry Lawler incident that you at least seemed to have some sort of revelation that there's some of it is scripted. Even if it's real, some of it is predetermined or at least choreographed. Is that true? Where do you currently stand on that?
Well, some of it is scripted, but I'm not talking about the winners or anything. It's just that all the stuff is choreographed. But the stuff, I'm not going to say anything about winners and losers because that's not going to maybe to be in fake, but it's 95% real, 5% fake.
Okay, and which 5% is fake?
Wrestling in general. Right.
We'll let that one go. Hey, do you remember at Friendly, I think it was at Friendly's when it was during Edmonds and McKernan, do you remember telling them they needed to swap wives?
Yeah.
Do you remember anything else about that day?
Besides me and Jimmy Baseball having a couple shots.
Was that, I guess, what's your most fondest memory? Or do you have like a Mount Rushmore of your best memories as the wrestling correspondent / wrestling insider / VIP shooting star, whatever you want to call it?
My Mount Rushmore happens to be any live event, anytime I do interviews with professional wrestlers, anytime I do a QMA live.
Well, that's the live events. That's the live events. You've already said that one.
Okay. But anyway, anything that has to do with 590 The Fan, and then Dynes Wayne and Match 590, anything to do with that, that's my other two.
So, I mean, you interviewed Hulk Hogan, though, right? Wasn't that one of the high? Wouldn't that have to stand out as one of the best? Because I think early on you said he was your favorite wrestler, and then within like 2 years you got to interview him in person.
Well, at first I was asking him general questions. I was asking him general questions about wrestling and all that, and his daughter.
But then you got into his business dealings.
It was part of the questioning, but yet I did not know about it until the day of the interview. So, and then that's when he was going to threaten to kick my butt, so to speak.
But you asked him about the George Foreman grill and how he, weren't you the original spokesperson for that? And then he was like, it's kind of a sore subject because he lost out, I guess, on hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right. Well, his personal career, it was not awkward because I was trying to fill the fans in who didn't know Hulk Hogan.
It was not. You did not pull any punches. I will give you credit. You did not pull any punches. You asked the questions that people wanted to ask.
Right.
Is there anyone that you have not interviewed that you would like to interview? Or who's next? What would your next wish list be?
If I was doing an interview for Fun Night of the Fan, I would like to do maybe another interview with Daniel Bryan and Nikki Bella, but yet the twist is I was wanting Brie Bella, even though I interviewed with Nikki, and then John Cena to have maybe a two couples interview by me.
Okay, so you want to interview the Bella Twins, John Cena, and Daniel Bryan all at the same time?
Right.
Okay. And would that be like an MMMFF?
I would, but I don't want to take it to that point because, like in the Hulk Hogan interview, I don't want to get my butt kicked.
Well, what if they invited you?
What?
What if all four invited you for an MMMFF? Would you be down with that?
I would be down with that, even though Brie had a baby girl.
Well, what are you, Prod Joe? Like, you won't be with a woman who's had a child?
Well, that I don't want to be a what they call a homewrecker.
There's a good clip that I have with you and Mike Lee where you kind of at least try and steer him straight, or you're kind of the moral compass of the show, I think, oftentimes.
Right.
All right, Larry. Well, I think we've covered all the main topics. Is there anything else you can think of that you want to get on the record while I have you on Swope's Picks?
Well, the only thing I want to say is, if anybody didn't know already, I am a proud graduate of Lewis and Clark Community College, class of 2017. After a long and tedious journey, I finally did it. And, of course, I will still be doing the WWE Wrestling Recap on Friday Night of the Fan, Kevin F., and all that good jazz with Tim McCunnan, Doug Vaughn, Jimmy K. Hayes, on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
All right, Larry. Well, you take care of yourself, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
All right.
You're listening to Swope's Picks on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Swope here, reminding you that all episodes of Swope's Picks are available for download at InsideSTL.com. You can also find Swope's Picks on iTunes in the comedy section under S for Swope.
Doug, this Swope is just, I mean, is there anybody better in the industry?
He has no job that he goes to or anything? This is it?
I'm a technology consultant who has spent the last 13 years solving problems and providing solutions for my diverse base of clients.
I got my own set of problems.
If you're concerned about ransomware, we can ensure you've got a comprehensive backup solution so you don't end up like Doug.
But I got transferred to Mexico to speak with several different people, and I'd go through this long spiel of what happened to me, what I need to be doing, and they'd get, oh, we'll help you with that, and they would get 30 minutes into the helping process, and then the phone would cut out. And then I'd have to start all over again.
HQF is your lifeline.
Highest quality fidelity.
So much of this job boils down to trust.
You had to do it at the time. Well, why didn't, at the time, you told me I didn't have to do it.
Unless you're in the trenches day in, day out, you're going to have to take someone at their word.
Yeah, but I guess whoever told you that was wrong, and now you do have to do it.
I pride myself on being able to articulate complexities into simple, concise explanations that even a non-technical person can understand.
Oh, I think you need all that bass.
Email swope at hqfstl.com or hit me up on the pin. Once again, I'd like to thank Larry Nickel for joining us.
Well, get on with it, motherfucker.
Get on with it, motherfucker.
Well, get on with it, motherfucker.
You've been listening to Swope's Picks. Enjoy the match.
We almost always seem to win. We almost always seem to win.
But you know, I think this is going to be embarrassing. Well, at least we're at a place where no one knows us.
You're going to whore yourself out.
And whoever F's with us always seems to run into a bit of a problem after they F with us.
But every time I peek around the corner, I know there might be a mutual sesh going on now.
Let's go to this porta potty and let's get it on.
I had anal in 94.
I like to compare it to prostitution for a moment.
He almost got picked up for soliciting gay prostitution on Hampton Avenue.
You could be friendly and solicit gay prostitution.
Thank you. Make sure you bring some condoms.
And, you know, everybody's kind of checking out everybody's packages.
Then go stand there and go beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, and look at your watch.
And as the day goes on, you just unzip it a little bit more.
It's just sucking and blowing, and you got
all the sex they want.
But the manager was kind of like, oh, no, not again.
Guess what, guys? I banged a tranny.
I'm into feet, man. I just like good feet.
Must have been a great tuck job.
Wait a minute. Are you saying one of the ladies has a small package?
What? In the butt? In the butt?